Carmel High School principal John Williams will retire this week. The 61-year-old taught for 40 years and called the high school his home for the last 14. Wilson took a walk with WFYI's Eric Weddle around the school, where he talked about students.
And so right now, this is the changing period?
Yes, this is our passing period. They're 10 minutes long, and this is the only time when this school is 5,000 kids all kind of moving around. So I usually stand down here and just say hi to the kids. And one of the things you talked about, you know, how we go about making sure kids are connected. And you don't have to know every kid's name or how many brothers and sisters they have or those kind of details to care about them. And I think you can stand and have a smile on your face and say good morning and wish them a good day and shake their hand and kind of notice if they're happy or sad. And that conveys, we care about you. We're here for you. This is what our job is to take care of you academically and socially, emotionally. So,
what would you say is one of the biggest changes you've seen just in-house in students, in student culture, how students, their needs, their challenges?
You know, I think there's been a couple things. First of all, in a positive way, I think kids are so much more sophisticated and service-oriented than I ever was, and probably when I first started teaching. So I applaud our kids. This is a wonderful generation.
And I know you recently had the controversy with the pro-life student poster in the cafeteria. Is that an outgrowth of that? Do you think students are more engaged, they want to take more role in their beliefs and social activism?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that, you know, this is a people business, and we have, you know, one of the things that, as I talked earlier, we try to encourage our kids to get involved. And you can't encourage them to get involved and then try to limit their involvement. So, you know, that whole issue, I think, was very important to our school. And you know, as we thought about, you know, what are the limits of free speech and expression within a school? And it was good for all of us. You know, my goal has always been to give high school students the greatest range of freedom that you possibly can and still run your school.
In the past, you know, 8 years, there's been a lot of changes in the politics and education policy in the state. Standards have changed, tests have changed, accountability has changed. How does that impact you and then the educator?
You know, sometimes if it's change that's deep-rooted in research and well thought out and consensus, then that's good change. But if it's this which way the wind's blowing change, that's frustrating, obviously. We spend a tremendous amount of time testing. And I certainly understand the need to test, but there's a challenge with the balance of when you basically the month of May, you disrupt what you're doing in your school so that you can test.
So looking back at your 14 years here at this school, what would you say is your legacy you're leaving behind? What's the fingerprint you put on this school?
I hope, you know, my legacy or what I've left behind is that we are kid-centered. And it's not what we do, it's how we do it. And I know that kid-centered thing is kind of a duh for people, but I don't think it really is. I think if you really are, it impacts what you do. And so I hope what people remember is that I cared about this school, I cared about the kids and the staff, and that we did everything we could to serve our kids and be fair to the folks who work here.
Graduation for Carmel High School seniors is May 25th. Williams' replacement as Carmel High School principal will be named before the start of the 2017-2018 school year.